happy was I when my darling Marie gave me her promise my bride she would be and live in a one-room apartment with me like two little birds in a tree. But my love dream was shattered when one fateful day, oh, could I have only foreseen, while sitting with her in a gilded cafe, she made eyes at a dashing marine. When he saw Marie, it was all up with me. My romance blew up like a dream. I knew I was through when Marie got a view of the smashing and dashing marine. I called her up daily to go for a stroll, but she was that devil dog's body and soul. So I took an oath that the burglar who stole my sweetheart should die right away. I purchased a pistol, a sword and knife, and some cyanide tablets to boot. And I set out determined to take his foul life. I'd stab or I'd poison or shoot. But when I got there, the apartment was bare. Oh, picture this terrible scene. I then found a note, love and kisses, he wrote, from Mr. and Mrs. Marine. I went to his colonel, and to my dismay, I found he'd deserted the previous day. And with my Marie, he was well on his way to ports that were festive and gay. Days ran into months, and the months into years. Not a sign of my foe did I see. And after a while, I began to have fears that no vengeance was coming to me. But one night in the movies I saw on the screen a prize-winning family with children 18, and right in the center, all fat and serene, sat Mr. and Mrs. Marine. My quest was now ended, but strange to relate, all gone were those feelings of malice and hate of that dashing marine and his home-loving mate. My thoughts were delightful and nice. I sighed with relief, for no life would I take. My conscience would ever be free. As I threw all my weapons out into the lake, a peace settled down upon me. When I saw Marie with a child on each knee and counted her children 18, I knew then and there that at last I was square with that mashing and dashing marine.